Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark just popped off of MSNBC and wanted to give you the breaking news. The Democrats have officially folded in the Senate on their potential filibuster to block the House Republican budget. 10 Democrats voted with all of the Republicans except Rand Paul to allow the Republican budget to come forth for a vote in the Senate. I assume, God willing, that none of those Democrats will actually vote for the budget. Not that it matters at this point, because once it comes to the floor, they only need a bare majority of 50 senators plus J.D. Vance to get this through. So they will get that through easily without the 10 Democrats. I gave you the rant about Chuck Schumer this morning. I'm just looking down the list of these senators, and I really just don't get it. I don't get it. I understand the calculus that you don't want a government shutdown, you don't want to cause pain in people's lives, and that eventually you had to have an exit strategy for that. Okay, then come up with an exit strategy, but fight in the meantime. Fight in the meantime. What did you do? I'm going to give these names one at a time. What did any of these people do to draw attention to all of the pain that Musk and Trump are already causing through their illegal firings? How can you justify voting for cloture on a bill that you know that the administration is going to may not even follow it at their whim, because it's a lawless administration that is going to not fund things that they think that are liberal priorities, not fund things that they think are blue state priorities, you know, even if it gets through? Like, how can you be complicit in that? Here are the 10 senators. Chuck Schumer, we already did. Dick Durbin. Why is Dick Durbin still in the Senate? If you're in Illinois, start thinking about a primary right now. John Fetterman, interviewed him earlier this week. I heard you all got to hear his rationale. I was not compelled by it, to say the least. Cortez Masto out of Nevada. You know, potentially some political calculus there. I mean, she won an unbelievably close race in Nevada. Maybe let her off the hook. Angus King in Maine. What are you doing? Brian Schatz. I usually like Brian Schatz. Yeah, he's on my list of Democrats who have been fighting, so I'd like to hear from him, to hear his rationale. I just went over to his X feed to see what he has said about this, if anything. I haven't seen anything. He's talking about some other things. He's putting a hold on some of Trump's State Department nominees, but I don't know. Brian Schatz, I had higher hopes for you. Gary Peters is retiring already. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Kristen Gillibrand, what is she doing in the Senate? So you almost forget she's in there. Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, who's also retiring. So that's the list. None of those people, I mean, do you guys notice any of those people besides Schatz maybe fighting in other venues? Again, if you think this is strategically the wrong thing to do to hurt people, then figure out other ways to combat this. Figure out other ways to push back on these guys. Figure out other ways to highlight the damage that they are doing to this country. You know, it's a deeply, deeply disappointing result from these Democrats. You know, there are only few options. There'll be the big budget fight, the next one, the 2026 budget, which will include the Trump tax cuts. So that'll be the next one. And, you know, I guess Chuck Schumer says that he'll be fighting on that one, but it's we're not going to count our chickens on that. We will avert any shutdown. I guess if you want to have any doubt over whether this was the right thing to do, I guess I'll close by reading you Donald Trump's tweet about Chuck Schumer. Bleat, rather. Congratulations to Chuck Schumer for doing the right thing. Took guts and courage. The big tax cuts, LA fire fix, debt ceiling bill, and so much more is coming. We should all work together. A non-pass, I don't know what that is, would be a country destroyer. Approval will lead us to new heights. Again, really good and smart move by Senator Schumer. This could lead to something big for the USA. DJT. If you've got DJT talking about how great you are, might be time to reflect on a few things. So, Senator Schumer and your 9 cohorts will be eyeing you. If any of you want to come on this show and defend your position, I am happy to have you. We'll be keeping an eye on my email box on that. Not counting my chickens. Everybody else, enjoy your weekend as much as possible. We'll be on here. If stuff's happening this weekend, we'll be popping on as we do. And so subscribe to the feed, tell your friends, and we appreciate your support. We appreciate your viewership. We'll be seeing you soon. Peace.